Marine Lance Corporal Chuck Choi of Yakima, Washington, became a U.S. citizen just a few months ago while on duty in Iraq. He served in Afghanistan last year. Came to the U.S. from Korea when he was 2 and says, "I'm pleased to serve a country where everyone has equal rights." Vilma Palma of Orange County, California, came into the U.S. from El Salvador in a pickup truck when she was 9. She massaged her mother's feet and hands at night, which were scarred from working in strawberry and rose fields all over California. "She would tell me to do well in school," Vilma Palma remembers, "so I didn't have to work like her." She spoke only Spanish when she arrived, but became her grade school student of the year. She majored in criminology in college and has just won a prestigious scholarship to UCLA Law School. Vilma Palma says, "So many people helped me. It's time to give back." Trinh Do was born in Saigon. His mother flung him onto a fishing boat, fleeing Vietnam in 1978 after his father was sent to a re-education camp. Both of his parents were later killed while trying to escape their country. Trinh Do grew up with distant cousins in San Diego. He spoke no English, but by his 20s he was teaching English in refugee camps in Hong Kong and Malaysia. He went to Stanford Business School. He now manages an internet firm in the Silicon Valley and has helped build schools and bridges all over Vietnam. Under the law, none of these Americans can ever be president of the United States. No immigrant can. Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Madeleine Albright ran U.S. foreign policy, but they cannot run for president. Neither can Zalmay Khalilzad, who represents America to the world, or Governors Arnold Schwarzenegger or Jennifer Granholm. The law traces back to a time when only 2 million people lived in the United States, and the people who wrote the Constitution worried that a foreign power might send 2,000,001 immigrants to take over. Today, more than 1 in 10 Americans are immigrants, but they come from many different countries. And they're students, CEOs, teachers, nurses, engineers, surgeons, and soldiers. They are children adopted from Ethiopia, Korea, Russia, Guatemala, and China. Is the law that prohibits immigrants from running for president a violation of their rights, or a dated restraint that hinders the entire country? The 11.7% of the population who are immigrants include some of the brightest minds and most conscientious citizens in the United States, people like Chuck Choi, Vilma Palma, Trinh Do, and 33 million more. They know about the world. They've had tough, interesting, often extraordinary lives. Can we afford a clause that keeps some of our best people from serving at the highest level?